Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Due to his causeless mercy upon living entities within this universe, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with his plenary extensions, appeared in the family of Maharaj Ikhwaku as the Lord of his internal potency, Sita. Under the order of his father, Maharaj Dasarath, he entered the forest and lived there for considerable years with his wife and younger brother. Ravan, who was very materially powerful with 10 heads on his shoulders, committed a great offense against him and was thus ultimately vanquished. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Rama is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his brothers, namely Bharat, Lakshman and Shatrughna, are his plenary expansions. All 4 brothers are Vishnu Tattva and were never ordinary human beings. There are many unscrupulous and ignorant commentators on Ramayana who present the younger brothers of Lord Ramchandra as ordinary living entities. But here in Srimad Bhagavatam, the most authentic scripture on the science of Godhead, it is clearly stated that his brothers were his plenary expansions. So this verse, this chapter is explaining about different incarnations of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here it explains about 25 different incarnations, but actually there are unlimited forms of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Though Param Brahma is one, but is Anadi Ananta Rupam, he has manifested in unlimited form. Eka Bahusam Abhavat. Even if I am one, I have manifested in unlimited forms. So, today explaining about Ramchandra. So, we'll go through line by line what it has been spoken here. So, first thing spoken here, Asmat Prasada, unto us means starting from Brahma to an ordinary living entity. Prasada means causeless mercy. Why Supreme Personality of Godhead, he comes to this material world? What business he has? And Krishna himself saying that why I come to this material world? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has stated, paritranaya sadhunang vinasacha duskritang dharma sansthapanartha. The 3 reasons Krishna has given. But our Gaudiya Acharyas, they don't agree with Krishna. Thus it cannot be that Krishna has to come to paritranaya sadhunam. Sadhu means to deliver sadhu. Sadhu means one who is already delivered. So what he has to deliver from? So that is a big question. Why Krishna is saying that paritranaya sadhunam? What problem sadhus have? Sadhu means delivered. So what will deliver them from? Paritranaya sadhunam. Vinasaya cha duskritam. I am coming to annihilate the miscreants. Is it necessary that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna himself, has to come to annihilate? Simply by his desire, everything finish. Right? Tumi sarve sureshara brajendra kumar, tomar ichhae vishwar srijana sanghar. He is so powerful, simply by his desire, everything is destroyed, then how can we justify that he has to come all the way from Golok Vrindavan up to here to kill some miscreants? He can kill anybody through a virus also, isn't it? Whole world was controlled by small virus that we can't see, invisible virus. He can kill anybody. Then why Lord has to come personally? How can that could be the reason? Paritana bina said duskritang. dharma sansthapanarthaya, to re-establish dharma. That job can be done through acharyas. It is not necessary that God has to come himself personally. Then our acharya is saying, actually there is, this could be secondary reason why God comes. But real reason is, he comes to give pleasure to his devotees. Madhya bhakta vinodartham karma vividhakriya. Then he comes to give bhakti. Kunti mata saying, bhakti yoga vidhanartham katham pasyami hastriya. You come here to give bhakti. Also, it has been stated that God comes to this earthly planet to exhibit his sweet pastimes. Jasrutva tatapar bhavet. By hearing those pastimes, the living entity will be purified. Most important is they will be attracted towards me. So these are the main reasons. One is secondary reason, one is primary reason, and reason of all these reasons, what could be? Secondary reason is paritrana sadhunang vinashacha duskrutang dharma sansthapanarthaya. Primary reason is to give bhakti, to give ananda, bliss, and exhibiting my pastimes, people will be attracted to me. What could be the reason of secondary and primary reason? What could be? Now that is what it has been mentioned here. Asmat prasada. His causeless mercy. That is his will. Behind everything is his will. Asmat prasada. Being merciful upon us. Why Bhagavan comes? Why Bhagavan creates Mayavadis, unscrupulous people, Prabhupada has mentioned here. They say that the God who is absolute, he cannot create a material world like this. So they have different philosophy. What is all about ignorance, jagat mithya, brahma satya. But he has a purpose. Why God creates this material world? What is this material world compared to? What is this material world? Can you compare this material to anything you know? A prison house called Sansar Karagar. This is called Bhava Sagara. The ocean of material existence. Bhava Kupa. The well of material existence. Maithunagara. The place of sex life. Maya Marichika. All these kinds of very nasty words have been used. Isn't it? This place, Prabhupada is saying, this place is not for a bhadra log, gentleman, to stay here. Then why he creates? Why is so merciless to create such a place? No, he creates this place to send those living entities revolting against him, to punish them. He's creating this prison house to punish us. What kind of father he is? That he wants to punish us. Good father? But on top of all this, there is a better reason. What is Krishna's real purpose of creating this material world? Actually, what happens when annihilation takes place? There are four kinds of annihilation. The final annihilation takes place end of Brahma's lifespan. Then all living entities, they enter into Mahavishnu's body. And they lie there for a long, long time. And Krishna feels very sad. Oh, these living entities are suffering. The living entities are suffering here. What are the sufferings of our life? All of you know. What are the very famous in ISKCON? At least after joining ISKCON, we know. Before joining, we did not know that. Janma mritya jara vyadhi dukkha dosanu darsanam. Jai Sri Radha Gokulananda Sri Ramalakpan Gaurnitaya ki. Janma mritya jara vyadhi dukkha dosanu darsanam. The four kinds of sufferings, dukkha. Janma, Mrittu, Jara, Vyadhi. Birth, death, old age, disease. But when annihilation takes place, we merge into Mahavishnu's body. There is no Janma, Mrittu, Jara, Vyadhi. There is no sufferings. Is it good or bad? Now, if we are here, we go through birth and death. But we enter into Mahavishnu's body after annihilation, very happy. No birth, death, old age, disease, no dukkha. But no, that is a misconception. Krishna told dukkha, suffering is birth, death, old age, disease. But that is for us, conditioned living entities who are ignorant. For them to know Janma Mrita Jara Vyadhi is knowledge, jnana. Krishna's viewpoint of our suffering is different. Janma Mrita Jara Vyadhi cannot be real suffering of life. If Mrittu would be suffering of life, then Krishna would not say, Deha Tatha Dehantar Prapti Dhirastatra Namujjati. Dhirastatra. He is not bewildered. Janma Mrittu Jara Vyadhi, they are suffering due to ignorance. But what is the real suffering that we are going through, for which Krishna is worried? Krishna is not worried that we are going through birth, death, old age, disease. Krishna has a greater worry for us. What is that suffering? That suffering Krishna is worried, that is, that we are deprived of that pleasure, happiness, that we would derive by engaging ourselves in His service. Krishna Seva Sukha. The pleasure the living entity would derive, that is the greatest suffering for a living entity. The living entity is deprived of deriving that kind of pleasure that it would derive by engaging in devotional service. So that is causeless mercy. Krishna is worried for that. Main purpose of creation of this material world is not to give us suffering. That we left and were deprived of this, and that is causeless mercy. Then what sometime that he feels that the creation should take place. What is the purpose of creation? Purpose of creation, the main purpose of creation is not to give punishment to living entity. The main purpose of creation is to give living entity another chance. If all the living entity would just remain in Mahavishnu, then there would be no chance for them to cultivate Krishna consciousness so that they can go back to Godhead to engage in loving devotional service. So Krishna's main purpose is to create this material world for a higher purpose, not to punish us, but to give us a chance. So when we go through during Brahma's lifespan, we achieve sometimes the human body, so that gradually we will be upgraded to go back to Godhead. So that is what Asmat Prasad, being merciful upon us, and that upon us includes from Brahma to insignificant ant also. Because Abrahma Stambha Parjanta Sarva Jagat Maya Mayam, starting from Brahma, starting from ant or grass, all the way to Brahma, everybody is the same problem. So here, Prabhupada in purport is saying, the Lord Rama is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His brothers Bharat, Lakshman, Shatrughna, His plenary expansions. All four brothers are Vishnu Tattva. People, they worship Bhagavan. First of all, in India, Hindus, they do not know the difference between Bhagavan and Devata. They all think Bhagavan. Right? Shiv, Kali, Durga. Not only Shiv, Kali, Durga. They think all human beings also Bhagavan. In India, they say that Janata Janardana. Or Modi, dear Modi, always say Janata Janardana. All human beings are Bhagavan. And they say also, Jai Jeev Sai Shiv in Bengal, all living entities are Bhagavan. And our Indian Hindus are so great, not only they say that all living entities are Bhagavan, they do Daridra Narayan Seva. They call the Narayan has become poor and we are serving him. We have become so rich. So this is the situation of Hindus understanding. You go tell a Muslim, the poor Allah, they will chop up your head. You are saying Allah is poor, but Hindus are very liberal. They can say our God is very poor, I am feeding him khichdi. So much misconceptions. And great preachers of India, Ramakrishna, very famous in India, he tells to people that where are you searching for God? Gods are all sitting in front of you. Instead of serving the God sitting in front of you, you are searching after God. How many gods are here? Please raise your hand. No gods? We are very unfortunate. We don't have a single god here. So this is going on. When I travel all over the world, our Hindus are most confused one. Most confused. Jatamat, tatapat, things like this. So that's saying, Bhagavan Krishna is saying, Jumang viti tattva taha. Vishnu tattva. There's two kinds of consideration. One tattva vichara, one apata vichara. Apata vichara means from external point of view. Just like Krishna. Who doesn't know Krishna in India? Whether Kali Bhakta, Shiva Bhakta, whoever Krishna, all Hindus know. Muslims, they all know better than Hindus because they speak so much against Krishna and Rama. It's always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They always discuss. Because they always speak against Krishna and Rama. So that is the way Krishna tricking them to be delivered, maybe. Always Rama, Krishna, Rama is like this, Ram did like that, Krishna did like this, Krishna was dancing with ladies. They always discuss. They discuss more than Rama and Krishna than Lala, I see sometimes. So their religious lecture means just speak against Hindus. I hear sometimes, in YouTube, different places. So everybody knows Krishna. But nobody knows. Then they have some apata vichar, external consideration, external understanding. But they don't have the swarup, real, exact understanding, the internal understanding. So that's why Bhagavan Krishna is saying, Jomang beti tattva taha. Just knowing me is not sufficient. Do you know me in truth? My real position. So that has been revealed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, all our Vedic literatures are very confusing. Once Bhanu Maharaj was telling, that is another purpose of Shastra to confuse you about the absolute truth. He is telling that. So we have to see that, that could be one reason. If just by reading scriptures, we would understand Bhagavan, then we would not accept any guru, right? Would not take shelter of any great personalities. All this knowledge of the absolute truth does not come from the books. They are eternal truths. They are eternally existing. They become known to the self-realized personalities. Then who explains us? So through reading books, we don't understand that. We have to understand self-realized persons. They have understood the absolute truth. The Sabda Brahma, that knowledge is always there. Eternal is there, in the ether it is there. But they have grasped it. And they revealed it to us. So here Prabhupada explaining that how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he appeared, says, all of them are Vishnu Tattva. Rama, Bharata, Lakshmana, Shatrughna, they are all Vishnu Tattvas. One Bhagavan has accepted unlimited forms. And also then Prabhupada is saying how they appeared as Chaturbhiha during Krishna's time. Originally Lord Ramchandra is incarnation of Vasudeva Krishna, son of Vasudeva. Nandanandan Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj. Son of Nanda Maharaj has how many hands? Two hands. Son of Vasudeva has how many hands? Four hands. When Krishna was in Vrindavan, he had two hands. When he went to Mathura, he exhibited four hands. He exhibited four hands in Dwaraka also. So that is Vasudeva Krishna. So that Vasudeva Krishna is saying. Ramchandra Vasudeva Krishna. Lakshman is the incarnation of Sankarsan, Balaram. Bharata is the incarnation of Pradyumna. Shatrughna is the incarnation of Aniruddha, the expansion of personality of Godhead. Vasudev came as Rama. Sankarsan came as Lakshmana. Pradyumna came as Bharat. And Shatrughna came as Aniruddha. But actually, first Rama came or first Krishna came? Who came first? First Rama came. So Rama was served by Lakshmana. So that has been also explained here, that how Lakshman and Sita along with Rama, they were all banished to go to forest. Lakshman did not like that Ramchandra has to follow the order of his father. Lord Ramchandra was ordered by his father, Maharaj Dasaratha, to leave home for the forest under awkward circumstances, and the Lord, as the ideal son of his father, carried out the order even on the occasion of his being declared the king of Ayodhya. So Dasaratha ordered, Ram followed. Ramchandra is Maryada Purushottam. Krishna is Leela Purushottam. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Prema Purushottam. Will you remember? What is Ramchandra? Maryada Purushottam. Krishna, Leela Purushottam. Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So when Bhagavan comes as Rama, he establishes dharma, maryada, etiquette, strictly. When comes Rama, he follows all principles. When comes as Krishna, he breaks all the principles. When Maharaj was telling, that is the difference between Rama and Krishna. Rama, he stands straight. He looks straight. He speaks straight. Everything straight. And Krishna, he stands curved. He looks curved. He speaks curved. Everything is curved. So Maryada Purushottam, he came to establish dharma. Krishna also came to establish dharma, isn't it? He said, dharma sansthapanarthaya. Very interesting. He came, he said, I have come, I am Bhagavan. Please come, I will establish dharma. Listen to me. Everybody comes. Oh, you are Bhagavan. Okay, please tell us dharma. Then he spoke everything. In conclusion, what he said? What is conclusive statement of Krishna? Sarva dharman paritajya. He could have said sarva dharma paritajya. What is the problem with that? Krishna, he wants everybody to surrender him. But he could have said sarva adharma paritajya mame kam saranam braja. No shastra, no scriptures, no munis, nobody say they give up dharma. They all say, give up adharma. Engage in dharma. But Krishna is saying, sarva dharman paritajya. Mamekam saranam braja. And second line is more interesting. I'll make you free from all sinful activities. What does that mean? Oh, very good. So we'll engage in sinful activities. Krishna is saying, sarva dharma paritajya. If you commit sinful activities, I'll protect you. So what will you understand by reading Gita? What will one understand by reading Gita? If Krishna says, sarva dharma paritajya, give up all dharma,
And you do papa, I'll protect you. What will be the meaning for the people? So that is the reason why we need self-realized people to understand acharyas, to explain us. So what I was explaining, Ramchandra, he was very strict following the principles. He was behaving like a perfect son, perfect husband, perfect brother. Of course, in India, they highlight so much Ramchandra as a maryada, as a personality principle, they forget that he is Parambrahma. He just thinks he's ideal father, ideal brother, ideal husband, but he's not only that. He came. So he went to forest. But Lakshman did not like this. No, that cannot be done. How can you go to forest like this? So he did not like to see Ramchandra suffering like this. But Rama is Maryada Purushottam, he has to follow. The Lakshman is breaking his head. Oh, why I become younger son of Ramchandra? I should have become elder son of him, elder brother of him. Then I could rule him. Hey, don't do this. You don't go to forest. But now he's elder brother. I can't say anything. I have just follow. Oh, please. Oh, my Lord. Next time when I come, make me his elder brother. So next time when he came, Lakshman, he become elder brother. Become Lord Balaram. So thus, I just read the chapter because time is end. So Aniruddha expansion's personality. Lakshmi ji, Sita is internal potency of Lord and is neither an ordinary woman nor the external potency incarnation of Durga. Actually, Lakshmi, Saraswati, Radharani, they are not ordinary women. They are not special women. They are not some goddess or demigoddess, Devi. They are non-different from Krishna. They are non-different from Krishna. So that is what we have to understand. Durga is external potency of the Lord and she is associated with Lord Shiva. Durga's external potency means this material, prakriti. So Bhagavan is Purusha. Material, Jada is prakriti. Unless Purusha comes in contact with prakriti, the creation will not take place. Male, female have to come together. Adajaha creation will take place. But problem is, Vishnu Purusha, he never touch Maya. If he will not touch Maya, then how creation will take place? So that is the reason why he expanded himself as Sambhu. So that is what Prabhupada is saying here. That external potency associated with Lord Shiva. Because Vishnu will not associate with external potency. That's why he appeared, expanded himself as Sambhu, Shiva, then associated with the Prakriti, then creation took place. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord appears when there are discrepancies in the discharge of factual religion. Lord Ramchandra also appeared under the same circumstances, accompanied by his brothers, who are expansions of Lord's internal potency, and by Lakshmi Sita Devi. Lord Ramchandra was ordered by his father, Maharaj Dhritarashtra, to leave home for the forest under awkward circumstances. The Lord, as the ideal son of his father, carried out the order, even on the occasion of his being declared the king of Ayodhya. One of his younger brothers, Lakshmanji, desired to go with him, and so also his eternal wife, Sitaji, desired to go with him. The Lord agreed to both of them, and altogether they entered Dandakaranya forest to live there for 14 years. During their stay in the forest, there was some quarrel between Ramchandra and Ravana. The latter kidnapped Lord's wife, Sita. The quarrel ended in vanquishing the greatly powerful Ravana, along with all his kingdom and family. See, Ravana is not an ordinary person. He is a great person. Hiranyakashipu is not an ordinary person. Actually, Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, they are great yogi, great jnani, great tapasvi. Hiranyakashipu was such, doing severe tapasya. And Brahma was surprised. But in spite of all these great qualities, who they were known as? What Hiranyakashipu was known as? Demon, Asur. Ravana was known as? Rakshasa. So it states that Harava Abhaktasya Kuta Mahatguna. You may apparently have so many qualities. Jasyasti bhakti bhagavatya kinchana sarvai gunas tatra samasati suraha. If you are akinchana bhakta of Bhagavan, all godly great qualities will manifest. If you are not devotee of Krishna, harava avhaktasya kuta mahatguna. Then what did you use? Where are the good qualities? Manarathya nasati dhavati bahi. Ravan was like that also. Everything was destroyed. Sita is Lakshmiji, or the goddess of fortune, but she is never to be enjoyed by any living being. Sita Devi, all the opulences, there are Lakshmi Devi, money, grains, gold, they are all Lakshmi Devi, supposed to be enjoyed by Krishna, by Vishnu, by the Lord. Because their Lord's internal potency, they are supposed to be enjoyed by God, Prakriti. But we are not supposed to enjoy. We are supposed to be enjoyed. The living entity, we are supposed to be enjoyed, not enjoy. So when we try to enjoy, then all problems come. She is meant for being worshipped by the living being, along with her husband, Sri Ramchandra. A materialistic man like Ravan does not understand this great truth. So it is not one Ravan, the whole material world is Ravan. Because we are all trying to enjoy. But on the contrary, he wants to snatch Sita Devi from the custody of Rama and thus incurs great miseries. So when somebody who is meant to be enjoyed, he takes the position of enjoyer, then what will happen? I'll give you one small story and in my class. In Bangladesh, there is a big landlord, Jamidar, rich man. He has one maid servant. And maid servant, poor people. So one day there is nobody in the house. And she was mopping the floor. Then she thought nobody is in the house. My boss is enjoying nice bed. Let me see how soft it is. So she touched the bed. Very soft. Wow, so nice. So nobody in the house. She said, maybe let me try. Sit down. She sat down there. Very soft. Let me lie down a little bit. When she lie down, so soft, she went to deep sleep. So half an hour passed. The house owner came. And some maid servant sleeping on his bed. He screamed, "Hey, what are you doing? Sleeping on my bed." Then she woke up. And this man picked up a stick that he was sleeping on my bed. He started to beat her like anything. Beating on stick. The man is beating, lady is laughing. More beating, more laughing. More beating, more laughing. Then this man asked, "What? You are crazy or what? I am beating you and you are laughing." He said, no, you are crazy. That's why I am laughing. So how come I am crazy? Then she said, "You see, for 15 minutes I am sleeping here. If so much sticks on my back, for whole life you are sleeping here. So how much sticks on your back will be?" So if the servant takes position of the master, then this will be the situation. That is what happening. Not to Ravan, to all of us. We are all sparks of Ravana. So all of, more or less, the materialists who are after opulence and material prosperity may take lessons from Ramayan at the policy of exploiting the nature of the Lord. Without acknowledging the supremacy, the Supreme Lord, his policy of Ravana. Ravana was very advanced materially, so much so that he turned his kingdom, Lanka, into pure gold or full material wealth. But because he did not recognize the supremacy of Lord Ramchandra, defied him by stealing his wife. Sita, Ravan was killed and all his opulence power were destroyed. Lord Ramchandra is full of incarnation with six opulence in full, and he is therefore mentioned in this verse as Kalesa, master of all opulence. There are unlimited forms of Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Rama, Krishna, Narasimha, they are special, called Paravasta. They are different than any other. So thus Rama, thus Lord Ramchandra, Bhagavan. So Lord Ramchandra, in this Kali Yuga, we all take shelter of holy name. We don't take shelter of yajna, dhyana, tapasya. Holy name will only save. Now how Lord's holy name also benefited the inhabitants? Lord's Rama's holy also benefited the people of Lankas. Has been described, that one description. Once Ravana came to Ravana, Bibhishana's house, but Bibhishana is Ramchandra's devotee. So in his house he had written Rama, 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 and in his house, Rama. Then Ravana became very angry. What nonsense is this? You are writing my enemy's name in your house. Then Bibhishana said, no, my brother, you don't understand. There's one tattva vichar is there, internal meaning of this. So what is the internal meaning? So Ra means Ravana. Ma means Mandadari, your wife. Every time chanting Rama, Rama means Ravana Mandadari, Ravana Mandadari. Then Ravana says, oh, really? You should have told that? Then why only in your house Ram Nam? Tomorrow makes sure all over Lanka they will Rama, 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 Rama there. So next day, everywhere, all over Lanka they will Rama, 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 Rama. The Bhagavan cannot do, his holy name can do that. So if you're chanting holy name, there some Sukriti they must be getting that. Asla Prabhupada ki, Samrita Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaura Premanande. Thank you so much. Haribol.